Hello and welcome to episode 194 of the Enough Podcast. My name is Mike Hurley and I'm joined as always by my co-host and yours, Mr. Patrick Roan. Hi, Pat.
Hey, Michael. Last week, eh? Big week.
Huge week. Massive week. I don't know if everybody will know, and I guess regular listeners of the shows are probably going to get bored of this by the end of the week. But
But I mean, at the very least, you should mention it for anyone who, I don't know, for whatever reason, was abducted by aliens last week and didn't hear that 70 decibels is now part of the 5x5 network.
Yes. Oh, we will be very, very soon. So, we announced last week, Wednesday, that 70 decibels has been acquired by 5x5, which is another fantastic podcasting network. And over the coming weeks, we are going to be moving all of the existing shows over to new homes over at 5x5, which is extremely exciting. It's something that we've been working on since October, November.
It's been a long time in coming. This is something that we've known about on the back end, at least the hosts of the shows and stuff like that, for a while. We've known that it's been in the works, at least.
So it's going to have a brand new home. We'll have more information over the coming weeks. You don't need to worry about anything. What this means is the show will be able to continue long into the future with the support of Dan and 5x5. So if you have any questions, you can feel free to direct them to me. Let me know on social networks. I'm iMike, I-M-Y-K-E, or go to the contact form at 70decibels.com/contact, but I assure you, you will have all of the information you could ever need over the coming weeks.
Yeah.
Sound good?
It's very exciting stuff.
It's extremely exciting. I'm very, very, very
excited. Because this means that, like, the show is going to be on 5x5, in other words. And all the other shows, Command Space and Pinhead, the shows that you've come to love, they will be on 5x5 pretty soon here. Yeah. Exactly. That's just great.
Very exciting. It's a big thing for us, and it's really, really huge for me.
Yeah. I mean, I think that this was just a very busy, big week for a lot of, not just for you, me as well. I started the kind of preliminary outline for my next book.
Wow.
I finally figured out what that's going to be about and kind of, basically it kind of came to me. I suddenly realized that what I was writing about and what I was excited about, you know, was like, oh, okay, wow, okay, this would make a great book. And yeah, it's kind of coming together here. So the working title I have for it is actually Better, although I have no idea how that will shake out in the end. You know how these things go. Farm Boy Leaves Home to Join the Empire was probably the, to fight the Empire is probably the working title for Star Wars, right?
Yeah, and as well, I mean, Better, I think, is used in a lot of...
I don't know. But basically, that's kind of what it's about. It's about finding out who you really are and offering that to the world, the very best of who you are. It's about kind of redefining the kind of modern idea that we've put around the idea of work and career and family and things like that, and turning it on its head from that old industrial idea of regimented drudgery, essentially, to one that's driven by your purpose and passion. Taking responsibility for your own success or failure. I think even more importantly, making one's self better, because by learning how to, it's about making yourself better so that you can make those things that you affect better, so you can spot areas and ways to make things better so that you can then make the lives of others better. Because in order to have an impact has to have somewhere to land, right? It's not about you and doing this for the sake of you, although that's part of it, but that's not the overriding purpose. The overriding purpose is to improve your approach so that you can come at, you know, into the world and into society and into your family and into your life and into your job with a way to make a difference, if that makes sense.
It does.
You know, I think that this is, you know, at the bottom of this are kind of two very similar ideas. They actually may be the same idea. I'm kind of still exploring this. But one of them I kind of touched on in an essay I did a while back about the power of caring. I believe the name of it was How to Cure Cancer, right? And basically, the way that we cure cancer is by caring, right? And it sounds like, oh, well, that's just so easy and so trite and so cliche and so la-di-da. No, it really is about that, because I can guarantee you that if we had the same mobilization of resources and caring, even around, you know, even the small group of people, relatively small in comparison, that wanted to spend, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars to put a robot on Mars and drive it around, that much money and that much focus and that much technological advancement and that much research and that much scientific power could find the cure for cancer. That the amount of money that we spend on, I don't know, let's just say U.S. presidential elections. If we had that much news coverage and that much national focus on cancer, we would cure cancer. We would find a cure for cancer. And that the problem is that though it's something that affects almost every one of us in some way, shape, or form, there's not a single person right now on this earth that hasn't been touched in some way, shape, or form by somebody who has been stricken with or died from cancer. And for whatever reason, there's a sense of kind of helplessness there that I think keeps us from putting the amount of concern and resources and things like that into it that we could, and that if once we did, we could perhaps find a cure. So that's one idea. Here's the other kind of co-idea to that. And I explored this in a post that I think I just posted yesterday, as a matter of fact, to patrickroan.com. And we're going to link both of these in the show notes, by the way. But that one was about making it better. What it? Any it. Find a way. When whatever you do, look for the way that this could be better. I don't care what it is. When you're using your computer, ask yourself, how could this be better? How could I do this thing that I'm setting out to do better? Is there a way to make this faster, to make this easier, to make this more efficient, to make it better? When you're looking at your relationships, how can I make this better? How can I, you know, find a way to give my spouse the support that he or she needs better? How could I, you know, how could I better support them? How could I better care for them? How could I better love them? How could I be a better partner and a better friend and a, you know, a better lover? And you get what I'm saying, right? And that, that this world is run by and inspired by and innovated by people with a relentless focus on making it better. The example I give in the piece is Steve Jobs, right? Steve Jobs made computers better. Then he made music buying better. Then he made music players better. Then he made phones better. Then he made computers better all over again. But he didn't do it alone. He created a company who, from my eyes at least, sole overriding, overarching goal is to make it better. Whatever it is, whatever they decide to get into, they get into it for the purpose of making it better. Because, you know, revolutions are started by people who just want to make their country better or want to make their state better or want to make their, you know, their cause better. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying. And that both of these, both the care is what drives the intention to constantly look for ways to improve yourself, but more importantly, those things that you can affect, right? Even the things that you hate, find out why you hate them and make them better. Invest the time and resources because you never know where that might lead. And every opportunity to solve a problem doesn't necessarily just solve it for you. It could potentially solve it for the world. You know, an example. Another example I wrote about recently. We signed up to get the Sunday paper. It's never been delivered on time since we signed up for it. Yes, I know. We should have canceled our subscription, you know, weeks ago. But I don't know. If we didn't have this kind of failure, I wouldn't have anything to write about. So it's never, ever been delivered on time. And the same scenario happens every week. We go to the door. We wake up in the morning. We go to the door. It's not there. We call the Pioneer Press. Sorry, calling out the paper here. And say, hey, we haven't received our paper again. This happens every week. Every single week we've called. What can be done about it? Oh, we'll get it out to you right away. About an hour later, it shows up. Then about an hour after that, we get a phone call from somebody saying, hey, we're calling from the complaint department. Did you get your paper yet? Yeah, we got our paper, but you know, this happens every single week. Oh, well, you know, we've been having some delivery issues in that area, but we were working on it. You know, okay, all right. But every single week since we signed up, it hasn't been on time. And, you know, my point being is that every single person that we talk to has the opportunity to fix that problem. And they don't. But let me tell you something about that opportunity. Who knows? You may find out that the right person sees that problem and says, hey, you know what? This is unusual. Let me see if there are other problems like this around our area. Oh, wow, there are. Why? What's the corollary here? Why is all this happening? Oh, this is happening for this reason? Well, what we really need to fix is the reason this is happening and fix it for all of these people and not just these people that call. Furthermore, who knows? That solution might be the secret to solving delivery problems for everything, everywhere. It might revolutionize whole industries. You might find out that, you know, applying that same solution to the airline industry means you never have a lost bag again, or to FedEx that you never have a lost package again, or that, you know, you get what I'm saying, right? That with the right amount of focus and the right ability to spot the problem and apply the solution could have an effect much larger than just fixing that one problem. You never know until you care enough to do it. And so these are sorts some of the sort of themes that I plan to be covering in the book. And so therefore, you're going to probably hear me talking about them a lot, because once my head starts switching into book gear, guess what? That's about all I think about. So you've been warned. I'm going to be challenging you a lot probably in the coming weeks about making you the best you can be and offering it to the world. So we should talk about our fine friends who are busy making an impact in other people's web lives. Should we not?
I think we totally should, Mr. Roan.
Yes.
So let's talk about Squarespace very quickly before we get back to the show. So you all know about Squarespace. They are the people that give you absolutely everything you need to create an amazing website. Squarespace provides you with all of the tools it could take to get your next project online. Whether you want to put together a blog, portfolio, business site, or anything else, it doesn't matter how experienced you are when it comes to putting sites online, Squarespace can give you everything you need, including hosting, scaling, integration with social services like Twitter and Facebook. You get a fantastic app, which also features their statistics too. You can import everything using their blog importing tool. They have 24/7 customer support. They have beautifully designed templates, which all feature responsive web design. The sites never go down because they have fantastic hosting. The sites never slow down either. Doesn't matter how many people are linking to you, it just won't slow the Squarespace site down. And when we announced about the 5x5 thing, we had more traffic in 2 days than we usually get in a month. You'd never have noticed. We had some great people linking to us, but the site continued to serve itself very nicely, and that's one of the reasons that I have always chosen and will continue to choose Squarespace for all of my own websites. Squarespace Commerce is a new feature of Squarespace. It's never been easier to start selling things online with Squarespace Commerce. You can now add a fully integrated store to your site and instantly start accepting payments. They have all of the tools you need to sell either physical or digital goods immediately. And these include inventory management, order processing. You can print packing information, so stick straight on boxes. Customizable emails, and this can all be done in one very intuitive interface. You can host your digital files with them, so you can send people download links and you can set up timed expiry codes and all sorts. So go check out Squarespace now and find out more by going to squarespace.com/70decibels, and you can also sign up for a free trial. Squarespace plans start at $10 a month for their standard plan. If you sign up for 1 year up front, you'll get 20% off of any Squarespace plan. If you sign up for 2 years, you'll get 25% off, and for an additional 10% off on top of any other discounts, use the code 70decibelsfree, that's 70DECIBELS, and the number free at checkout. So go check out Squarespace, everything you need to make an amazing website.
Yay.
Hooray.
So one of the other thoughts that kind of play into this, and actually had a listener suggest it, wanted to hear me talk about it, and it's something that I have been thinking about anyway, kind of in relation to the book, is choices. And it's Dave Wright is the name of the listener that suggested this. Wanted to hear my thoughts on choices. And I'm not sure if what I'm about to say is going to, you know, is kind of what along the lines he was thinking or not. But this is what I'm going to talk about. And that is that everything we do in life is driven by choice, not by luck, not by opportunity, not by, external forces. This happened to us. We were, this happened to us, and therefore we had no choice. It's no such thing. There is always a choice. Your choices might change based on a situation, They may change based upon external forces. They may change based on happenstance. You may, you know, walk out, get in your car, you know, and on the drive to work, you know, get hit and maimed in some way. Well, now you've got something that has maybe changed some of your choices, but their choice is all the same. And I think it's important to not only remember this, but to take ownership of it. I think too often we want to point the finger of blame at other people and abdicate ourselves of the responsibility of the choices that we make, saying, oh, you know, I couldn't help doing that. I had to because of this. Oh, I had no choice to do X because of Y. Right? Just not true. You made a conscious choice based upon the data you had at hand, and maybe it was the best choice. You thought it was the best choice to make. Heck, maybe it was the best choice to make, but it was a choice that you made. And, I mean, obviously this applies to everything that we do. You know, that if you are finding yourself, you know, stuck in, and we've talked about this recently before, you know, stuck in some sort of dead-end relationship, whether that be a job or, you know, couples, marital or, you know, what have you, you're not stuck there. You're choosing to be there. You know, maybe a lot of reasons you're choosing to be. Maybe you're choosing to be there because, you know, you don't want to hurt the kids. Or maybe you're choosing to be there because you have nowhere else to go. Or you're choosing to be there because, you know, but you're making the choice. And I'm going to say that, you know, once you up and decide to leave, guess what? You're making that choice. No one made you leave. No one, you know, oh, gosh, they were so horrible to me that I just had to leave. I didn't have a choice. No, you did. You just made the right one. Because if someone is being horrible to you, yeah, you should move on. If you have a job that is not meeting what you want to do in life, or you just don't enjoy, move on so that someone who will enjoy that job can have it. And so that you can put your heart into something that you will. But once again, this is all about choices. Everything that we do is driven by them. And we need to recognize that. We need to take responsibility for it. And because once we take responsibility for it, we need to make more considered, thoughtful, compassionate, and right choices. And so I hope that that kind of gives my stance there. And, you know, once again, I think, you know, those people who might look at what I said at the beginning of the episode about making things better and say, well, you know, it's easy to say, but you don't always have the opportunity, or, you know, oftentimes you don't have the power to make it better. And like, how am I supposed to cure cancer? I can't cure cancer all on my own. No. But you can do your part. And if you do your part, maybe other people will see that and do their part. And pretty soon, if we have an entire world doing their part, guess what? Cancer solved. If we're pouring all of our thinking and resources and care into it, we can do anything. We've proven that not only as a country or as, you know, a civilization, but as a species. We can leave the bounds of our planet. We can leave the bounds of our solar system. And you mean to tell me that we can't leave our job? I call bullcrap on that, basically. <Yeah. laughs> So that's the only thing I had there. We can end it. We can wrap it up.
Yeah.
I think so.
This is a short show today.
Well, look, you got places to go and things to do. You're Mr. Big 5x5 now. I, you know, I don't want to keep you, man. Plus, we had, truth be told, we had some terrible technical issues today.
Some pretty extreme stuff going on.
We actually started recording later than we normally do. And quite honestly, I'm getting a little bit concerned. I'm touchy. I don't want the audio issues to like suddenly come back. And
no,
pretty soon
okay
we have
now
to put this whole show in the can.
No, it's all fine. It's all fixed.
But yeah, okay.
Basically,
I want to make sure that it works for the other two shows you got to record today too.
Yeah, there's kind of two issues at play. I was having some internet problems, which I have resolved.
Okay.
But also, before we started, I'll tell the listeners, I opened GarageBand to start recording, and it told me that I had no core audio support. So the system's audio drivers decided to just disappear. And then what preceded
it... Kind of a problem for a podcaster.
Yeah. Yeah, what preceded it was I was then calling Pat on Skype. The inputs were coming through, because on Core Recorder and in GarageBand, I could see the levels. So there was definitely an input, but you couldn't hear me. And then when you could hear me, there was a huge delay. So it was a very, very peculiar start to the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in a couple of weeks' time, if we start streaming this show live at any point, then people will be able to hear such things. Although yeah, I actually think with the 5x5 schedule, this show goes up against Back to Work, so we probably would never get to stream this show live.
Holy
but you never
cow
know. You never know.
Wow,
maybe.
What a choice for people to have to make. Maybe I'll have to start talking about comic books more.
Maybe you will. All right, I can feel that part for you.
You really should. I mean, because I haven't been into it for so long. What's funny is that like all the comic books or all the cool kids are discovering now. You know, like Merlin went off on his Jean Grey crush object fetishization. That was me at like 12 years old. Like I already went on that journey and came out the other side. I didn't need to, right? Because, yeah, quite frankly, that's when that story arc in the X-Men series was released, was when I was a preteen. And that's when I was kind of into comics. And, gosh, it was great. I loved it. But, yeah, I'm kind of about 30 years past that now.
There you go. So people will have to look elsewhere for the comics.
People will have to go elsewhere for their comic book talk, with occasional bouts of occasional doses of productivity.
Well, I guess if people want that, they've got Back to Work on 5x5.
They've got that. But if they want to hear someone kind of just talk about kind of some big ideas and big themes that should be maybe considered, I guess this is the place. And occasionally we talk about technology when the topic warrants it.
I like it.
So, with that, we should probably get running. Where can people get in touch with you, Michael, Mr. 5x5?
You can get in touch with me. I am iMike, I-M-Y-K-E, on both Twitter and app.net. Patrick is Patrick Rhone, that's P-A-T-R-I-C-K-R-H-O-N-E, on both.
Just about
everywhere, including patrickrhone.com, and you are Patrick at patrickrhone.com for email. I know that you like to get that. So thank you very much for listening to episode 194 of Enough. I am Mike, and he is Pat.
I am, and we'll chat later.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers.